Invocation, please.
Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed in this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So move, Mayor.
We have a motion, we have a second, no further discussion, call for vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number two, routine regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the city council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C2.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, C2 is our annual agreement with BLM and Crossback Field Office for ground space lease at the Cavern City Air Terminal. And BLM uses this space to stage for their air efforts and combat the wildfires in the area. So, they're very important there.
Questions or comments from the council?
Make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion, call for vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
I apologize, I haven't gotten all my homework done, and so I'm gonna have to vote no for personnel.
No. Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of temporary use application to allow for mobile sales vending on city property at the Ray and I and Cemetery Park located at 300 Diaz by Monco Hades. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Applicant Jose Chacon. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request for permission for the Mocahetes food truck to locate at Ray and I San Jose Park, located at 300 Diaz Street. They've come before the city council to ask for permission. As usual with our mobile food trucks, we require that the property owner, where they want to set up, give permission. In this case, it's in a city park, so the governing body would be the property owner. The vendor has provided in your packet their permit to operate from the NMED, so they have been inspected. There is a conflict, if you'll see on your map provided in the packet. They want to set up in the same area that currently UIS sets up in. Our office was informed that UIS was moving. However, I've observed they've been there the last couple of days. So that will be between the food trucks to work out if you do give permission to Mocahetes. Or we can intervene and make them play nice if there is a conflict. The planning staff would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. as per the application information, which they gave to us verbally. Approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to vend on city-owned property at Ray and I San Jose Plaza from Wednesday, April 27th, 2022 until Friday, December 31st, 2022. And the applicant will be required to give the city a surety bond.
Mr. Patterson, I have a question.
Sure.
What happens during the carnival? Do they leave during that time? Or
anytime there's a special event that's been approved by the city, that event gets supersedes any permission we've given to any food trucks in those areas. So if the city council or if city admin were to approve an event to take place in the park, then that event would have precedence over any of the food trucks that have been given permission to locate there. They can be part of the event if they worked out with the event operators, but if they can't, then they will be required to vacate during the time of the event.
Joshua?
Mayor, Jeff, how many food trucks can be at one park? I mean, how many have we, I thought we already said there's so many food trucks at San Jose Plaza already.
There have been a number that have been approved, I want to say four at this time. However, you know, I mean, that would be really up to the governing body, whatever you're comfortable with or not comfortable with. There's a lot of space in that park for people to locate, but, you know, if the governing body were to be uncomfortable with having many at one time, then that's something within your purview.
Counselor?
I've noticed, you know, most of these trucks they're putting at San Jose Park, is that something that, or San Jose Plaza, that the city tries to get them to do, or most of the time the vendors, they're saying that's where we'd like to be?
No, they come to us. To my knowledge, nobody on the city side has reached out to any mobile vendors to locate there. It's just, I think, a highly visible spot. There's a lot of traffic that goes through there, so.
And not many complaints from the residents or anything in that area?
None that have come to my office.
Okay.
Further questions? Counselor?
So they've chosen the same spot. If we approve that they have this spot and they're both there at the same time, can they move 4 feet away, 6 feet away, or is that a?
I think that the city would be fine if they moved within the same little area, as long as they weren't blocking access to any of the amenities there. You know, they could work out to move a few feet. I wouldn't think that it would be okay with the governing body if they started to move to other spots in the park.
And do they understand that?
We can make that clear to them.
Yeah.
Counselor?
How are we doing on trash? Downstairs and all the trash?
To my knowledge, we've not had any complaints. I don't know if Solid Waste has received any complaints or if they've had to increase their routes there, but I haven't received any complaints through code enforcement.
Do we charge them for trash or anything like that or nothing?
I would have to defer to Mr. Myers with Solid Waste. I don't know if we charge them extra. It's not part of our application process.
Further questions?
I'd like to move that we approve this, but because we've already given that location or approved that location for buoys, I would, in order to make Jeff and his department's job easier, ask that Mocha Jefes be allowed in the same area, but not the same spot that has already been allowed for buoys, and avoid that argument for Jeff's department. If they're acceptable to that, then I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
And a second. Do we have a representative here? There's no further discussion. Call the vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number four, consider approval of request from Carlsbad Main Street for the City of Carlsbad to act as a fiscal agent with the State of New Mexico Department of Economic Development for Fund 89200 Capital Appropriation Project. Mr. Cordova.
Mayor Janeway, members of the council, the State of New Mexico Department of Economic Development has appropriated $40,000 for Carlsbad Main Street Cultural and Economic Development and Infrastructure Plan. The district has made, since 2008, a few attempts of becoming designated as the Arts and Culture District. We've been unsuccessful at that time, but since we created the Creative Carlsbad organization, It has given the district a new avenue to pursue these funds. Cat Davis took a proactive approach and applied for a grant, and we were awarded $40,000 to fund a professional planning document, which would give us designation of the Arts and Culture District. The city will act as the fiscal agent and put these funds out for RFP to create a planning document. Once the bid has been awarded for creating this document, we will be responsible for the invoices, for processing the invoices, and making payment. The city's match is $8,000. $3,200 of that will be in kind, which will be taken up with the salaries that already are in existence. $4,800 will be cash, which will be taken out of the general fund or out of the community development budget. And Kat and I stand here before you if you have any questions.
Any questions or comments for the council?
Mayor, if I could.
Sir.
The question is, if Kat applied for one of these, are there more that we don't know about, or are you coming up with more $40,000 grants?
Mayor, council members, what this plan would hopefully potentially open up once the Arts and Cultural District for Carlsbad is state authorized, it could open up avenues, yes, for more capital outlay funding and infrastructure for our arts and culture here in Carlsbad. So this is the last step in the startup process for our Arts and Cultural District to become state authorized, but it's the first step to kind of tap into some of those capital outlay funds that are available through the state.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Davis. Any further questions for the council? Thank you.
Thank you.
Move for approval.
Motion to approve. Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Wolfershine?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of resolution 2022-18, a resolution requiring the removal of weeds and debris at 806 Caballo Road, owner James C. Hunt. Ms. Boyd.
Mayor and ladies and gentlemen of the City Council, this is a proposed resolution regarding the removal of ruins, rubbish, breakage, debris, and weeds at 806 Caballo Road, Carlsbad, New Mexico. This property is located in the residential neighborhood near the intersection of National Parks Highway and Camillus Drive. As you can see from the photographs being displayed, there's an old travel trailer that was burned down and bit tagged by the Carlsbad Building Department. There's also a camper in the back that appears to be inhabited. The Eddy County Assessor's Office lists that James C. Hunt is known for having an interest in the property, and his address is listed as 806 Caballo Road, but it's care of a Lee Hunt. The camper on the property appears to be occupied, but the lot has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been to this property, and the property is a problem. And we've had anonymous complaints that have come to the attention of code enforcement about the condition of this property, due to the trash, debris, and weeds throughout the property. Code enforcement and fire marshals the fire marshal has inspected the property, and they found it to remain out of compliance with the applicable codes, and the trash, debris, and weeds remain on the property. The fire marshal found that the property presents an extreme fire danger for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared for you review, and if you adopted it, would require the property owners to remove all the ruins, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and weeds from this property within 30 days of when the resolution is served. My office caused a certified letter to be sent to James Hunt, care of Lee Hunt, at 806 Caballo Road, and that was dated April 19th of 2022. I have furnished you with updated photographs that you should have in front of you, and you can see the condition of this property as of yesterday, 25th, 2022. I stand for any questions.
Ms. Boyd, why don't we go after the trailer too? It seemed like it ought to be a package deal.
Yes, sir. When a residence is inhabited, we typically will try to clear up the property first.
It's a burden.
Right, and then we are going after the tree. That's part of the debris that's on, the ruins and the debris, yes, sir. Not the camper trailer where someone's living, but the burned out.
All the burned out.
Yes, sir. There's actually two items on there. One is the inhabited camper and the other is the burned out. Yes, sir. Does that answer your question?
Further questions for Mr. Bailey? Do we have a representative for the property here in the? Counselor?
Here, move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of resolution 2022-19, a resolution requiring the removal of weeds and debris at 1015 Tenure Lane, owner AJ Madrid, employee.
Thank you, Mayor, and ladies and gentlemen, council. This is a property where we have proposed a resolution requiring the removal of the ruins, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and weeds at 1015 Tenure Lane. The property is in a residential neighborhood near 8th and Mountain View Drive. This property has a residence that appears to be vacant, but it is secured. The assessor's office lists an AJ Madrid as owning or having an interest in the property, and his address is the same as the subject property, 1015 Pinon Lane. The residence appears to be not occupied. Code enforcement is into this property, which is a problem, and we've received anonymous complaints concerning the condition of the property. There's dead grass, debris, and weeds throughout the property. It's been inspected by code enforcement and fire marshal. They found that the property remains out of compliance with applicable codes. The dead grass, debris, and weeds remain on the property. The fire marshal has found that this property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared for your review, and if you adopt it, it would require the property owner to remove the ruins, wreckage, debris, and or weeds from the property within 3 days of service of the resolution. My office caused a letter to be sent by certified mail on April 19th, 2022 to AJ Madrid at the address of 1015 Pinon Lane, and also finished to be completed.
Now, do we have a representative here for that property?
Mayor, move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. No second. No further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of resolution 2022-20, a resolution requiring the removal of weeds and debris at 608 Alvarado Street, owner Brown Bear Construction LLC. Ms. Boyd.
Thank you, Mayor. This property is located in a residential neighborhood near the intersection of Alvarado and Scott Street. It's in a vacant lot, but it has no city approved address. The assessor's office lists a Brown Bear Construction LLC as owning or having an interest in the property, and the address of the owner is 4008 Jesse James Court, Carlsbad, New Mexico. The property is unimproved. Code enforcement has been to the property. It's a problem, and anonymous complaints have come to the attention of code enforcement about the condition of the property. There's an extreme amount of dead grass and weeds throughout the property. The property has been inspected by code enforcement and the fire marshal, and they found that it remains out of compliance with applicable codes. The grass, debris, and weeds remain on the property. The fire marshal has found that it represents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared, which, if adopted, would require the property owner to remove all of the ruins, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and or weeds from the property within 30 days of service of the resolution. On April 19, 2022, my office sent a certified letter to Brown Bear Construction at 4008 James, Jesse James Court here in Carlsbad, New Mexico. And I've had no response on any of these three, by the way. And I have furnished you also with updated photographs as of yesterday. Stand for questions?
Question or comment from Ms. Bouillet? Do we have a representative here tonight for the property? Not?
Make a motion for approval.
Can I have a motion for approval? I'm second.
Second.
No further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Brings us to number eight, council committee reports. Councilman, you have an update on ECA?
Yes, I have a couple of updates. Yeah, well, we're going pretty strong with our ECA conference next week. We got over 70 delegates coming from all over the United States, and we're finally in the final details on it, and we're looking pretty strong. So, and community effort, and we're pretty excited for it.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else? Any other councilors?
I have something.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, we were allowed to tour the website, and JJ set that up, I assume. And that was a really neat experience. I tasted salt for the next 3 days, but it was pretty amazing to be down there and to see what is going on and the future plans with that project that we're going to be busy for a long time with that.
Good. Anyone else? If not, do we have anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Councilor? I mean, Buzz? Will you state your name for the record, please?
Pardon me?
Will you state your name for the record, please?
Oh, I'm Jim Sexton, Carlsbad, where I live. I forgot who I own the fire department. I'd like to make a proposal to the council, and it's about the train. There's some pictures being passed around now. The first two have taken over the west side, which looks like it's pretty good paint, but it is oxidized. The east side is terrible. We've got the water sprinklers come on every day, or not every day, but every other day, I think. And it's oxidizing on the paint, and it's turning kind of a ugly gray. And there's a lot of rust along the cab on the bottom, a lot of rust underneath the boiler unit, and there's a lot of rust up in the front where they have their, I guess, a steam pressure for something, I don't know. And what I'd like to see done is, there's three big rocks I got out of there from John Heat. I'd like those to stay there. I'd like the three trees to stay there. But I'd like land, zero landscape the rest of it, everything. And I think it'd just add to it. It'd be like the little islands out there behind the train. It'd be that kind of landscaping. Maybe some signs or something representing the potash. And I don't want to paint it until we get an answer on how we can do this, because if I paint it and then we have water on it, we're going to be back to square one in about 6 months. And I'm too old to climb that chamber just one more time. I'm done. So, and I'll paint the whole thing black. And I'm hoping for some volunteers to come in and do all the white trim. And I think Eileen Wood, if I can get all of her, she usually does the red stuff on it. And I'll get all the brass work taken care of. But it just needs to be water free out there. Now, the drip system for the three trees, so that to stay. But the sprinklers, they gotta go. If we paint it, we're doomed, and I just don't think we should put a drop the paint on it until we get a decision on what we can do. And then if we decide we can do it, start on it yesterday. So that's my feelings on it.
And you're working with Mary Garwood? You're working with Mary Garwood on the zero scale?
Yeah, she got the paint ready. We haven't picked it up yet. We're not going to until we're ready to use it. But she's been a great help getting stuff organized, and I think she might come up with some people. I don't know, but it'll be just getting on your hands and knees and crawling around there and taking the rims on the train, the drive train on the wheels, all these painted white. The front end nose is all white. And I checked night before last, all the lights are still working good on the solar system. But they took the power out of the island, oh gosh, 6, 7, 8 years ago. So I don't have any electricity out there to do anything with. It's all solar power now. And but I think there is water out there. I was going to pressure wash it. But I think that's a lost cause unless it was a chemical. And I had a volunteer to come out there Friday or Saturday and spray it with a chemical, and he called me Friday night and backed out of it. So, and that's the response I get when I ask the volunteers. Mm-hmm. They just don't want to work on it. And the train is getting some serious rust on it. And one more year or two more years, and it's going to have cabs run.
Mr. Wells, stop by the house after council.
Oh, you're on.
Yes.
Stop
by the house after.
Yeah, I'll get with you. Just give me a date.
Yes, sir. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay. I'll be around somewhere.
We appreciate all the work you do around town, too, Bruce. We appreciate you. We appreciate all the work you do.
Well, I enjoy doing it. My age is telling me this is the last time.
Yeah.
When y'all get my age, you'll understand. And I think you're 30, 35 in the room is older than me. So, and bones are breaking, not breaking, but wearing out.
Yeah.
But I'll see what we can get started on, and I'll get with you tomorrow. I'll go from there, and I just like to see it get done.
Yes. Thank you, Buzz.
Are the pictures you're wearing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyone else in the audience? No counselor?
And that's all I got, I guess. And we'll move to number 9, and I'm calling Counselor Lisa Maria Flores.
Hey, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
No discussion, call for the order.
Yes.
Ms.
Walkershot?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.